Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Amen. Praise God for the knowledge of that song. Ain't no stopping us now. Welcome to Talk Straight. On behalf of Pastor Reuben Dockery, I stand in the gap. My name is Pastor Ricky Waller, the co-host. I just ask you to call in and have something to bring to the table by way of questions, your comments. They're very needed. Just want to give you the number to call, 657-383-0944. I believe we have a great dialogue tonight. If you call in, we will be looking for you to call in because we need to hear from you. I just thank God for the thought of hearing a song like that. It's talking about ain't no stopping us now. We have to learn how to leave the negative people behind because there ain't no stopping us now. Amen. And I just thank God again for being able to be a part of this show tonight, that we can encourage those who desire to call in again as we engage the listener audience in a dialogue about reaching back to help those who need you the most, but are hard to deal with. If you got anybody that you know like that, that you would love to assist them, but you know deep down underneath, they're hard to deal with. I stopped by to tell you some good news, is that if God has been good to you, amen, and you once upon a time yourself was hard to deal with, but somebody cared enough about you and decided that they was going to assist you and to do whatever they could to help you. Amen. I don't know about you, but that's good news because I haven't always been able to reach out and help someone. I had to get some help for myself. So on tonight, the topic is, he ain't heavy. He's my brother. We're going to get a scripture to back it up. According to Genesis chapter 4, verse number 9. And it reads, "And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?" We'll leave it right there and recognize the power of those words. Am I my brother's keeper? We need you to call in, glory to God, and I'm sure you have something to offer, something that you can say or even ask questions concerning it, that you may have somebody that you have in your heart that you would like to talk to, but yet still there's something about them that caused you to hesitate, to be hesitant and say, no, I know it's going to be a problem trying to talk to such and such, especially if it's in your family. Amen. But here we are with a great opportunity to line up with the Word of God. We need your calls. We need your questions. And also, amen, we need your suggestions. And we'll stir it up. And I say we'll stir it up because according to Luke chapter 22, verse 31 and 32, it says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold," means to pay attention, "Satan had desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." Good God Almighty. That to me is something about the warning sign there, that even Satan himself desired to have you. Just like I can be a witness to say, once upon a time he had me. But I like verse number 32 where it says, "But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother." So what can we do to help our brethren? If we have been prayed for, as the Lord said in that verse, that our faith fail not. But then he says, and when we have been converted, meaning when the change takes place, go back and strengthen the brethren. I believe you can find those people in the neighborhood, in our community, amen, in our homes, loved ones that we have to deal with. And just need you to call in, and we will elaborate on it a little bit more. But in the meantime, I would like to share something myself until we have a call. or two. Amen. When that question was asked, am I my brother's keeper? I thought about all the people who just don't know how important it is to walk in togetherness. I've always had a sense of desire, I would say. I wanted to play along with my friends while growing up and let us have a good time. Amen. As innocent kids growing up in the neighborhood, you may know somebody, that could be you as well, looking back over your life and thinking about how effective it could be when the love of the community is being uplifted. Amen. And nobody's belittling, putting one another down. That would be great. But just so happened, a lot of them are already down and just need someone to lift them up. And so that question remained, am I my brother's keeper? And I remember us playing, having a nice time, and everyone was on the same accord. But when the time of growing up took place, and some of us began to scatter out into the world and be all out of control, and we may have had one or two that maintained the steadfastness, if you will, and didn't get caught up. And suddenly they can look back and say, I remember when we used to play out in the yard, and all of us was on the same accord, but I can't mess with them now because of what they're doing. Do you know anybody like that? If so, why don't you call in? Again, the number is area code 657-383-0944. Let's talk about it on Talk Straight tonight. Again, as Pastor Dockery is on his campaign trail, doing all that he can do, because I believe that he himself will be a witness about what it's like to be his brother's keeper. Amen. And I believe that's the reason why he's out on the campaign trail right now. Amen. Striving to bring forth togetherness, which is what we need more of today. Amen. Looking back, the Word of God have taught me something that I just didn't know. According to Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 21, it says, and this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. Amen. If you can look back over your life and realize that there is hope for someone else out there that's in your family or friends that you have, glory to God, we ask you to call in. It would be a delight, especially with a topic like, he ain't heavy, he's my brother. Glory to God, because they could be dealing with some heavy things in your sight. Then when you look according to the scripture, if God has been good to you, how can you hold back on your brother? I see a lot of people that's hurting in the community in which I dwell. And every now and then I think about what it would be like if I had no concern, if I didn't care about them. What would it be like? Where would the hope come from if the people are scattered and no one is out there caring about them? And then just say, for an example, you and I have the solution to the problem that they're dealing with, and we withhold it from them. Is that fair to do? Call in. We need to hear from you. We'll talk about it. See what you think.
Hey, Pat.
Hey,
yes, Pastor. Hey, this is caller 9232. I just wanted to chime in. I've been listening to what you have been saying. I myself have actually my own experience with taking in family members, but particularly my brother, my actual brother, my half brother. And I think that sometimes people don't realize, but many of the homeless people that we see on the street are homeless because they did not have family or friends to reach out and take care of them. And it has come to my attention that, you know, I might be the only one that could have helped my brother at the time that he was in need. And had I not helped him, he might, you know, be one of those people on the street in need. So I think it's very important that we definitely help our family and our friends, of course, but with boundaries, I think is the most important thing to keep in mind.
Praise God. Amen. I think that is an awesome way of presenting information. I want to thank you, caller, for calling in. And could I ask you your number again? And I just want you to stay with us, if you will.
Yes.
So I can call you your number. What is your number again?
9232.
9232?
Correct.
Well, you have blessed me up to this point. I want you to know how valuable what you just said is. It's just like you being the only one that was available, and had you not stepped up to become your brother's keeper, he's actually a brother of yours. And whatever they were doing as being homeless, that means they are dealing with being without. And the compassion that the Lord have on us who have a refuge, in other words, a place where we can go and get out of the rain or out of the hot sun or the cold weather. And you took time out, sister, glory to God, and stepped up and made it known that you care enough about your brother, in spite of how heavy it was or could have been, what he was dealing with, because being homeless means they're doing without a lot of things. And how you stepped up, how did that make you feel? I mean, talk to me about how actually that made you feel, because the scripture says, and the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I am not. And then the question was asked, am I my brother's keeper? Should I care about him? Amen. And you cared enough, from what I'm hearing you say, that you
Amen.
Stepped up and made your brother aware that I care about you, brother. And first, I want to commend
yeah.
you for that. That blessed me real good. I know someone can be listening right now and can be encouraged by that. And so I want to talk and ask you a question concerning that. Again, earlier I said, how did that make you feel knowing that you stepped up to a situation that looked like a lost cause because they was homeless and people have a tendency to walk on by them? Amen. I'm surrounded by them, so I want you to talk to me. You just blessed me, you know what I mean? I want you to know that. Talk to us
yes.
tonight. I'm talking to you about how it made you feel knowing you stepped up.
I definitely feel like because God has shown me grace and blessed me in the past, it was only right that I passed that same grace and blessings along to somebody else. So I felt excited that I was even in the position to do such and pass that along to my brother. And I was more than happy to help him. And in helping him, I kept in mind that, you know, it was a private thing. You know, I think too many times people are looking for gratification on things like social media, and they want people to, you know, recognize them and whatnot. And it was very important that I kept me helping him between me and him, because I did not want to
right.
embarrass him. But also
right.
I know, you know, that the Bible speaks about doing works in private, you know. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
you know, I think it's important to keep in mind that whenever we do reach out and help our family members, that, you know, we are not publicizing, you know, the help that we are doing. And many people did not even know. Me and my husband actually had to go through the process, which is crazy as it sounds, but of getting custody of him through foster care. And he was actually 17 at the time. And so many people don't even know that we had custody of him at all, because we just didn't share those details. It just was not needed, you know. So I think
yeah,
it's important that people, you know, do things when God has put them in the positions to do things, and they keep those things between themselves and, you know, their significant other and the person that they're helping, for sure.
Yes, yeah, that's uplifting. You know, that's uplifting and very encouraging. And I thank God, you know, that you explained to us how much joy you got out of being able to be there for him, because after all the compassion that the Lord has had on you and your husband, you're letting it be known that that same grace you should extend to others. It would be a better world if we could do that more and more. I thank God for what you shared. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. And to add to it, you know, the scripture backs it up when it let us know in Luke chapter 22, verse 31 and 32 states it very clear. And the Lord said, amen. So when the Lord says something to us and we know we have that grace upon us, should we respond? Should we respond in such a way of compassion, or should we withhold that what the Lord said? But right here, he said, Simon, he said, Simon, Simon, behold, means to pay attention. Satan had desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. And the part that I like about the prayer, what he said in verse 32, he said, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. So he's telling us, your brother is strengthening them. There are hurting people in your family and friends that you're around. If the Lord has been good to you and you know that he has protected you, because Satan is the one who was desiring to just have Simon, and the Lord protected him and by praying for him. And then he said, when I take care of my business, I want you to take care of yours. In other words, I'm paraphrasing. In other words, you know, right? If I show you concern and I care about you, then do the same thing for somebody else. Amen. So you got it rolling.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got it rolling tonight. You're making me think about the gift that's being stirred up, because I know my community in which I dwell, they're hurting. And to have compassion upon them is worth it, I see. This is what you're saying. It's basically gives you a sense of joy. You know, you were elated about it. Amen. And so I thank God for that information and you sharing that. And we want to let the people know who are tuned in, listening to Talk Straight tonight. You know, the conversation is, you know, we're engaging in being able to have a dialogue about reaching back to help those who need you the most, but are hard to deal with. Glory to God. But are hard to deal with. And that's where the tough times come in at, with those who actually would say, well, I would do this for the person, but they're just hard to deal with. Well, I think what the scripture is saying right here, apparently, if Satan desired to do you in, I mean, that's hard to deal with. Then God give you information on how to acknowledge what prayer can do. So reaching out, you know, to pray, to encourage someone, just to be able to hear encouraging words sometimes. The weather's changing down here in Nashville. You know, the sun was shining for a long time. I mean, it was real hot outside, and all of a sudden it starts to get real cool now. So the people that are homeless now, that's walking around sleeping in cars or over in the alley or things like that. So you're saying that the compassion should continue, basically, upon the people, so you never know who you may see. And if you see someone in that condition, are you saying to me and to the listening audience that we have a right to be concerned for those people that are in our family and as well as just friends? We should
absolutely
have okay.
Absolutely. And I would like to welcome caller 8112. Welcome, caller 8112.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you. 8112.
Thank you for calling in, my sister. You know, we know that you got something to say on this night. You know, you heard the topic, or have you? And if not, I'll run it back by you.
No, sir. I didn't hear the topic. I just clicked in.
Okay, bless God for you. Well, welcome to Talk Straight. And we know that 8112, you're a big part of what we do. You're always calling in, and you have a chance tonight to hear the topic. And the topic is, he ain't heavy. He's my brother. And we came from Genesis chapter 4, verse 9, where the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? That was a good question. Am I my brother's keeper? We were talking about tonight from the caller that, that shared some things with us tonight. I think it was such a very needed starting point. You know, we really needed to kickstart the night off with something so valuable. And what she shared with us, 9232 shared with us about someone that was in the family that she had love for and that she was able to reach out because the person was homeless. I'm sure she'll talk a little bit more about it again because it really blessed the starting point of the night. So my question to you tonight, if the Lord says these encouraging words to us, and let it be known in such a way and say and ask the question, am I my brother's keeper? Should you have concern for homeless people or people that's in your family that's without shelter or without information? And if you have it, should you be concerned? And I know you because I've been hearing you on the, from time to time, the love that you have for people. Talk to us about being your brother's keeper. What have you done that you can look back upon and be grateful? Because what the caller said before you, as I said she was grateful to be able to be there for the loved one. And so talk to us about it. What do you think about that?
I think that sometimes your way seems hard, and God put things in our lives and people and challenges and obstacles for a reason. I think that if you recall me telling Pastor Dockery and you guys, as well as yourself, Pastor Wallace, a while back, I done cried so many tears on this radio station, I felt shame, but then I felt relieved because I got to get it out. Whether we happen, brothers, sisters, cousins, these are, yes, I am my brother's keeper when he say so. But I also came to the conclusion that I didn't break everybody's lives, including my own, and I cannot always fix things. And then you question yourself, who's going to help fix my problem? Then I go back again. God does.
Yes, definitely. And that's what we were talking about in the next verse. You said something right there, and I want you to hear this, because there was a time when we ourselves had to be helped. You know what I mean? And from the hand of God. And that's what I want to talk briefly about before we go into this break. And we'll come back and talk a little bit more about it. Luke chapter 22, verse 31 and 32 states this very clear. I want you to listen because this is something that you just said. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, means to pay attention. Satan had desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. See, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, means to change, strengthen thy brother. Strengthen thy brother. So that means that once you recognize that the Lord covered you and he helped you, and then he's letting it be known that Satan is, he's designed to sift you as weak, to have you, to just take it over, take your life. But the prayers went up. And the Lord said, but when you have changed, when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. So that's what is available. You know, if you have a desire to do that, you know, it may not be something that you think you can do because it's hard to change people sometimes when they don't have the right information to do so. So you have a tendency to say, hey, there's no need to be messing with that because it's, you know, but if God, the Lord helped us and our situation was pretty hard, then we should have a desire or at least the compassion that it takes because you never know who you may meet, family member, friend. And so just having a desire to be there is a great thing. It become a lifestyle. Amen. Yes. So we're going to break in just a moment, and we will come back, and we will talk a little bit more about that. And I want you to listen, if you will, to what we was blessed with a little earlier. And if you don't mind, 9232, talk a little bit more about that to us once we get back off of the break that's coming up. I mean, it was just great to hear. So we're stirring up the gifts right now, and we will, amen, after this break, come right back and continue the dialogue. You're listening to Talk Straight, so we're having a break right now.
Amen. Praise God. We're talking about a love train. That sounds very fitting for what we're talking about tonight. And it says you don't need no ticket. Just get on board. Amen. Have a desire to have compassion on others. Or if it's someone that's tuned in to talk straight on this night or just desire to call in and been listening and hearing what we are talking about by way of the topic, he ain't heavy. He's my brother. And the question is that, am I my brother's keeper? And so we want you to know that the number is 657-383-0944. We have been talking about something that I would consider very heavy. But because it's very heavy, we know a God that's able to do anything except to fail. So look at your own condition, how heavy it was, and the Lord helped you and I. So we want to make sure the compassion continues. As I was just asking a question, and would 9232 elaborate a little bit more about what took place according to the situation that she dealt with, share with us, amen, as 8112 was sitting in, and I shared with her what you was talking about. Can you share a little bit more about how it made you feel when you reached out to your brother and recognized, had you not done that, what it could have been? Amen. Can you share that with us, if you will, just for a brief one?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think that maybe in that particular moment, of course, I felt, you know, I was glad that I knew that if I helped care for him, he would be safe, you know. But I don't think in that moment I realized the lasting impact that that would have going forward. You know, he's called me. This was maybe 3 years ago that this happened, and he called me recently and was letting me know that how much that meant for him to have a person he knew he could always reach out to that was unbiased and always willing to be a listening ear and be of assistance if he needed that. So, you know, I think sometimes we don't always realize the impact we have on people in the moment, but nonetheless, you know, in the future, it definitely can create a long-lasting impact.
My. Good God Almighty. I mean, that was just, when you're talking about the love and what came from it, and he called you not long ago to remind you as a point of gratitude to let you know, goodness, praise the Lord. That went all over me when you said that. So you don't have to say, well, I'm looking for him to call me back tomorrow or next week or something. It could take a little time sometimes for you to get a call like that. And what it done for you, it gave you such a joy, you know, that it even gave me a joy to hear it. Glory to God. Because you're talking about that moment of clarity, that moment that caused his life to change. And then you look back over it and look at the outcome and how he was appreciative of that. So that's the beauty of reaching out and to extend a hand, because we are our brother's keeper. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go into, if you will, if there's another call and we would accept it in. But 8112, I desire in my community to be an example, a good example, because they have examples in our community, but all of them are not good. And that's what I mean that's happening in our community. That's what's heavy. However, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 1, I learned something about it, because it only has four words to it. Amen. And 9232, those four words says, let brotherly love continue. I was like, my goodness. I said, that means that I have to have that continuation, that steadfastness, and have that reach out spirit to always be available for the hurting people, just in case someone may cry out like 9232 brother did. He reached out. And that's the beauty of not trying to force one to change. You know, he's just reached out to her. So, 8112, what do you think about that when someone reach out to you? That's unlike you reaching out to someone trying to make them see things because it may be a little cloudy, it may be a little too heavy at that point, and they are unable to reach out. And so you think that, well, I need to reach out to you. But this is somebody that reached out to her. So if someone reached out to you, what would you believe your desire would be if someone reached out to you?
I wish that I've done that. And if you recall a time in my life where I got on there, I cried like a newborn baby because someone did reach out to me. But I had reached out to me before. And after that, I said, nope, ain't going to do that. They wind up killing themselves. And it educated me to the point where now I'm just open.
Yeah.
It took me so far that it broke me down kind of because this is a young man and I loved him, but I wasn't willing to go at that point where I had already been with him.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I think if only I had, but that wasn't that time. And
exactly.
So I had to come with, as I talked to you guys on this same station, I had to come to terms within myself and my soul.
You did?
I try to help everyone that I can, but everything is not meant for me to do.
Yes. And, you know, I like to elaborate on that because you did. I remember those times, and we talked dearly about it. I mean, you know, to lift you up and to give God credit for what you had to bring to the table concerning that. It was an experience that you know that you had to get through because you felt like that if I had a stepped up, the outcome would have been different. That's beautiful. And that's what you hear from 9232 is that she stepped up to the that was reaching out. So you see how God is moving tonight. Amen.
Oh, God moves so well. I know he does.
That's
he
awesome
moves
right
in
there.
Mysterious ways. I got that. And then some things you fight against your own heart and soul to do. And if he say it's supposed to be, and I ask him, he will show me the way. Even when I question myself and my heart and my soul, he shows me the way. So, therefore, I'm learning a little bit more each day. It doesn't matter how old you are. You're never too old to learn something.
Exactly.
When you seek the good Lord's help. When you seek his help, and you mean it, he will answer your prayers. He will show you things in different ways, whether it be good VIA or bad to you. He know what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's the point, 8112. That's really a blessing to hear. That's a good point.
Yeah.
You know what he's doing, baby. Even though I try very hard not to question my divine father because I know he know what's best for me. Even though I'm hurt, I done lost somebody I love, I'm hollering and crying, my body is in disarray, and my mind, it take me back to where I'm supposed to be at, and that's within him. And that's that's true story. I feel proud to say it because it's brought me so far, and when I feel weak, he made me strong.
That's right. He blessed you, too. I mean, he blessed you. And there's so many people that was blessed by him. You talk about that, too, you know. While on his very broadcast, you know, when we was on this show, we had a real great dialogue concerning it. And just like tonight, we're stirring up the thought pattern of what it's like to know that when a situation is, and, you know, the scripture he was talking about, you know, it is too heavy for me. That's when one is reaching out and crying out and things like that. And I myself had that personal situation, you know, to happen with me. You know, the ways of the world was weighing me down. And I had no way of getting that off of me. I just didn't know how to do it. And I cried out for help, you know, to the Lord. And, you know, he did what he specialized in, and I thank God for that. But because of that, it brought forth more compassion within me. To know that, yes, I am my brother's keeper. I never know who may be standing in the need of an opportunity to reach out and to need encouraging words. And I say this and I put it back on the floor. Just on yesterday, you know, the guys in the area, and as they was walking by, one of the guys said, "What's the word for the day?" And that reminds me of what we're doing tonight and talking about. Now, had I not shared with him, I don't know where he was going. He kept going as he was walking on. I shared with him what the word was, and, you know, he was appreciative of it. I don't know where he was heading, where he was going, or what could have been on his mind when he was going to arrive where he was going. But just because I said it, from what I'm hearing you all talking about, is that moment of clarity that he could have gotten some out of that. I don't even know nothing about it. He may come back a week, a month, or a year, or if he don't come back at all and say nothing. And that's what 1972 is saying to us, that her brother called her not long ago. It is worth being our brother's keeper today. Let brotherly love continue. That's what the word says in Hebrews 13 and verse 1. Those four words, let brotherly love continue, that sound like to me that that's an ongoing style of living. If we
and,
in our community.
Pastor,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you know, I think a lot of times when people reserve their help because they are too concerned about themselves. And I think that it is important to realize that when you take care of God's people, God will take care of you and your family, always. I actually had two families help raise me when I was growing up, in addition to my own mother, who was a single mother. And one of the families that helped me in my high school years actually ended up giving my husband, who I met in high school, his first computer. And funny enough, years later, my husband became an engineer at a company and was hiring. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, he ended up being in a position to hire the family who helped me son. Had they not giving him a computer to start his journey on learning how to become an engineer, had they not helped me, that opportunity would have never presented itself to them. Mm. And this is years later.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah. Listen to that.
So it
that
will always
testing.
Come back.
It was awesome.
It will come back full circle.
That was a blessing. Y'all didn't even
Lord,
know. I was blessing y'all right then and y'all marriage that it hadn't even happened.
Yes. Yes. They didn't do it because they were expecting anything back. They gave it to them because they saw a kid in need that was trying to do something different. They weren't expecting nothing from him.
Ain't that so?
Yeah, it is.
Serious ways is what I said. That was
you did.
Wonderful. He did it unselfishly and unconditionally.
Yeah,
and because
they
did what they did, they help a young man become your husband.
Yeah,
yes.
Isn't that something? And then years later, he became being able to utilize that computer in such a way that he became something that the computer helped him to become. Good God Almighty.
I like that. That's a good testimony, young lady. That's a good testimony. I like
it. It was so beautiful.
Yes.
I mean, God Almighty, much needed. I mean, this is what we need to be hearing more of how effective that can be. That moment of clarity caused that young man to be so effective that he became an engineer and also to hire, you know what I mean, the same people who assist him. Lord, have mercy with that computer.
And much more
that he's doing. So we just commend what you shared with us just then, and I thank God for that information. We definitely could see so much that could be done in our community by way of someone reaching out that's crying out. You never know that moment of what could be done or what it could cause a person to do that you'll find out later on. Just in case you do, it has to bring forth a joy to hear it. Amen. So, yes, again,
We just want to keep that in mind and just stir up the desire, you know, to know that there is also a scripture that I used to hear years ago, and it was like David said, "One thing I desire of the Lord, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." I was like, man, that's just a desire. That sounds like that moment of, if I could just get inside the will of God, I would just love to be there for the rest of my life. That's what it is. And so I appreciate the conversation tonight, the dialogue that we are sharing tonight. Just want to encourage someone that may have a heart to call in to talk straight tonight. The topic is, he ain't heavy, he's my brother. Amen. And I just want to let you know that the number to call, there it goes, 657-383-0944. Glory to God. Talk to us. Someone speak to us in the furtherance of what we're talking about tonight. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Okay, I'm hearing. So say that again.
You guys have said so much. You, and I forget her number, but
9232.
I appreciate that, because all the time someone out here has a positive story to tell. And it may not have felt positive when they was going through it, but however, it made a difference in somebody else's life. And that's what I do, as I'm instructed to. When I am instructed to do it, even though I'll be like, oh, no, I can't do this. At times, because I am weak, I am at times of human flesh, but I have faith, and I believe God gonna make it okay. He's gonna make it right. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, sir.
Yes, that's it. That's outstanding.
I don't know where he or she gonna come from, but yes, sir, I am.
Yes,
if he tells me to do so, I would do that. And I hope he continue to bless me to be able to keep on keeping on.
Amen. Praise God.
That's a great, great point. A side point is when the Lord instructs you to, I think, you know, one thing that we struggle with a lot of times is because we are not connected and speaking with God on a daily basis, we miss opportunities, we miss people we can help, and sometimes we help people that he don't want us to help, you know, people in ways that he doesn't want us to help. So I think it's important that whenever we reach out to our brothers, family, friends, we need to make sure that, one, God has called us to do such, but two, we need to make sure that we understand how God has called us to help. So an example would be like, you know, we all might have the family member that might call and say, well, hey, can you give me some money? You know,
right.
I've had friends call and ask me, well, can you give me some money? Well, you need to pray on that. If God didn't call you to do that, then maybe that's not the best thing. You don't know what, you know, may be going on. Maybe he called you to help them be financially literate, or help sit down and look at their bills, or, you know, cook a meal for him, you know. But you need to make sure, I think, that you are staying in tune with what he is calling you to do. And, you know, make sure that just because somebody has reached out for help in a specific way, God is wanting you to help them in that way. You know what I'm saying? I've seen too many times where relationships have got burned because, you know, they end up helping somebody in a way that maybe God didn't call them to help.
Makes sense.
You know what I'm
saying? A lot of sense. Yeah, make a lot of sense right there. That makes frustration come and things like that, you know, from that, when you really don't know that it's God. So it's basically you're saying, look before you leap, be prayerful of it, and things like those times like that. You know, and it brings to mind this, if you don't mind listening to this, I want you all to step in when you get an opportunity to. It talks about he ain't heavy, he's my brother, and it says here, it has been said that the last person to give a loan, and it says, go into business which share sensitive tasks or entrust most valuable business with which is a family member, The notion is that because family members are too close to take business dealings seriously, that they would cause one to lose out on important matters. And then it says, additionally, with a shared struggle for success, there is a fear of failure that won't allow close friends and family to believe in a vision of success for someone that they have known through their come up. In other words, that God can take a person and turn their life around and give them a vision. I want to talk tonight, and if you will, what about someone that the Lord have blessed to have a vision that once upon a time was like 9232, your brother, that once upon a time was homeless, and all of a sudden he has a business, and he has that business mind. Is it a struggle to allow family members, are they too close to take business dealings seriously, that they would cause one to lose out on important matters? Talk to us about that. A business with a shared struggle for success, there is a fear of failure that won't allow close friends and family to believe in a vision of success for someone that they have known through their come up. Good God Almighty. The vision is there, and a person said, "Now I remember when that person was like this. I'm not going to be a part of that because I don't believe it's, for whatever the reason is, it's of God or right, or you're going to do right." Or, I mean, what about that? Talk to us about that. What value is it to entrust in the family member, you know what I mean, that to take business dealings seriously? You know, is it tough to deal with a family member, or should one say, "No, that's a family member, they're not going to take it seriously"? You know, and what I'm dealing with, though, is tonight what your brother done, and how he called you back, and just say he have him now a business, and he's got a vision to do even better. Would it be fair to say those who knew him once upon a time, should they step up and say, "I want to be a part of that," or "No, I know he's not for real," and things like that? So it was just interesting on how your brother came through and how his life changed, and suddenly the family-oriented business is available. But to how family members, is that safe to do?
I want to welcome caller 1098. Welcome, caller 1098.
Amen. Welcome, 1098. Welcome to Talk Straight. And how you doing?
I think we might have lost him.
Caller, are you there?
I think we lost him.
Okay, we lost him. Okay, all right. Maybe a call back. Praise God. Amazingly, is it appropriate to encourage a family member to be part of the business and take it seriously? Amen. I wonder sometimes, I know we're coming up on the opportunity in the next almost 4.5 minutes for another break, but my goodness, that is a very interesting thought that I'm having right now. Should it be that a person should be able to take the family member seriously, that they would come in and be a part of and keep it flowing, keep the love flowing, and keep that intensity? I mean, just knowing that you got a foundation now of love and family-oriented and just desire to be a part of, should they let that family member in and say, "Come on, let's get to work"? Or should they say, "No, I don't think that's good to do. They're not going to take it seriously. They're going to be doing what they want to do"? And I'm sure that happened. But how, in a percentage-wise, how, I mean, valuable is it to consider, percentage-wise, whether we should let the family member come in or should we just continue to hire people who are not?
I think that, you know, definitely in all cases should be considered. Being able to offer somebody a job or work or to work with them is one of the greatest things that you can do for somebody. And I think that if you're in the position to do so, if you run or own a business, you know, of course, like I said, on a case-by-case basis, you definitely, one, consider it, but two, you know, like I tell my husband and like I preach myself, you know, you should never discredit somebody because you don't believe, you know what I mean? Give them a test, and, you know, of course, you can have boundaries on that. I'm not saying, you know, bring in your brother to do the accounting or nothing like that, but, you know, I think there are clever ways to work with your family if you can and, you know, give them opportunities. God bless you with opportunity and the knowledge, you know. I know me and my husband, we own a business, and one thing we are actually working on is bringing in, you know, we would love to bring in our own siblings to help with the business. You know, if they got skills, then come on in and help. Now, of course, they will get treated just like any other employee, but why not reach out to your family first? You know what I mean? Yeah. They do this all the time, especially in the Caucasian community, you know, which is why they're able to have things like generational wealth and things like that, because they start with their family first.
Right. Family. Yeah, that's beautiful. It's uplifting. I mean, motivating to hear you say that. I'm thinking, you know, 8112, I'm sure you can agree with this. It's such a profound foundation when you have loved ones that you can bring into the system and to keep the brotherly love to flow. That means, you know, it's like Hebrews 13:1 says, let brotherly love continue. So if a family member can come in, don't rebuke the family member. Let them in, and like you say, don't start them out with a particular something that's going to harm them, but yet still bring them on in with the compassion and give them a chance. I think that was just outstanding, well said. And I tell you, we're going to have to talk a little bit more about that, but in the meantime, I know we're coming up on another break, and it's almost like, man, I don't even think about a break is even necessary, but just because we know that it ain't no stopping us now, and then it's been a love train, and we're going to hear something else, amen. Then when we come back, we will talk more, and we trust that the caller will call back, amen, and be a part of Talk Straight this night. Let's get some witnesses.
Amen. I like that. I don't know about you, but I like that, that he's an on-time God. I'm glad he didn't do things too soon, too quick, glory to God, or even cause it to be so much further out that he didn't step in and do for me what I was unable to do for myself. And I believe you all would be in agreement with that, that he came into your life and done things to prove to you that he's an on-time God. I like when it said, Job said he may not come when you want him to, but he'll be there right on time. It is amazing to know we're listening tonight to Talk Straight and serving a God that's on time. It only just make matters better, amen, for us on this night. My name is Pastor Ricky Waller. I am the co-host tonight, sitting in for Pastor Dockery as he's on his campaign trail. We just trust that he's doing things that will enlighten other people, amen, that he happens to be his brother's keeper, amen. And so as we engage to the listening audience in a dialogue about reaching back to help those who need you the most but are hard to deal with, amen, it sounds like compassion have to overtake us. And just in case the caller who called in that is unable to call back, we just thank the caller for thinking about Talk Straight on this night. But if they happen to have a chance to call back, we will be glad to hear from you. Again, the number is 657-383-0944. Anyone desiring to call, we will welcome you in and listen to what you have to say. But as we were talking, amen, and we were stirring up the gift of that strong desire to make sure that we keep that same flow going, letting brotherly love continue. The floor is open. We just want to hear from you. 8112, you know, I thank God for what has been shared. It's been motivating. 9232 came in and shared some things with us. Let's hear from you, 8112, and talk to us, amen, about the things that you said yourself. You said, yes, I am my brother's keeper. And you sound like you was just bold with it now because you knew that it's in your heart all the time. But now we're talking tonight and said, it's nothing too hard for God. I can be my brother's keeper. If somebody came reaching out to me, amen, I know that prayerfully I'd be able to assist them if I can. Talk to us about that.
Yes, sir. Yes. It's called rejoicing. And when you think you're walking by yourself, I thought I was walking by myself.
Okay.
And then one day I looked up and I said, God was carrying me. And that's the truth, honest to God. I said he was carrying me because I thought I was so weak I couldn't stand tall.
Amazing.
And I didn't on my own. I had to realize that God was picking me up.
All
he
right.
was literally carrying me. And he carried me all the way back to home.
Glory to God.
And I didn't understand a whole lot of things. I couldn't see clearly at that moment. I knew what was going on, but then there's a fog. When certain things go on in your life, there's a fog or cloud come over your head.
Oh, yeah,
and you don't understand. But he knows
right.
what he is. What I'm saying to you is that he picked me up, and this is my testimony, and he was carrying me.
Goodness.
And he brought me all the way back here, only till I got back home. I felt weak again because the old devil was so busy here. He didn't think about me, but God was thinking about me. And he kept making me strive to go forward and forward and forward only by his mercy and his will. And he still makes me go forward and forward. And my brother's keeper, yes, sir, only by the grace of God because I can't do it on my own.
Amen. Very good point. I mean, I think that's the best way to be able to assist others, you know, is to know that God was able to carry you. Your testimony is that, you know what it's like to be
weak. Yeah, me. I can't do it on my own. I need this help. I may have to fall on my knees and tell him, Jesus, I need you.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
I might have to fall on my knees, and I don't mind doing because when he make you go there, you will go there.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what he said here. He prayed. He said, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. So he came along and said, and when you
are always strong. Can't nobody sway my faith. Only by the grace. They can't sway my faith, and they can't make me doubt what I know he has did for me. And I thank him. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus for that. Whether I do what I do on my own or not, I thank God for Jesus that I mean that.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, he's worthy to be acknowledged, you know, and that's what you're saying. And it's like your faith is.
I give God the praise. I don't give it to man. I give God the praise for that. Couldn't no man help God that they can encourage me, not to be discouraged, but be encouraged. But can't no man do that for me like my God.
You know, they have a song that said, can't nobody do me like Jesus, you know, and that's the thing that I mean to say right now. He carried you. You know, that's something that you have a witness that he carried you, which is a beautiful thing. You know, getting to know him, I would believe, I'm here now about what the Lord said unto Cain, you know, where is Abel, you know, your brother? And then he said, look, I know not. And that question came again, am I my brother's keeper? Could you imagine that brother saying that? And he said, wait a minute, I don't know where he is. Where am I supposed to? And that means you have to have a heart to know that if you was lost, amen, and out there without God in your life, what would you want somebody who have God in their life to do? Ignore you? Pretend like they have always had God in their life? Oh, no. I thank God for the mercy and the grace that this man had. You know, he came out of a church. I'm out there, 9232 and 8112. I was out there in the streets. You know, and my testimony is that I was caught up in the world's way. And it was a whirlwind of a storm that I couldn't get through. And so just by being in the midst of it, you know, God sent a man right on time to come out of the church and see me standing on the corner as I was doing for many days, weeks, months, and years. And he extended an invitation for me to come to church, even though I didn't go when he came by. But the thought of him coming out was a moment of clarity to me after years went by. When I looked back over it, I said, man, had that man not came out of the church house and let that Cadillac window down and extend that invitation to me, I don't know where I would be now. I really don't. I can't say it didn't happen because he came out. And that's what gave me a compassion for my community, is to know that he had compassion on me and encouraged me with just an encouraging word of extending an invitation for me to come to church. And I didn't go until years later. But it's because of him reaching out, having that compassion. So he had to be his brother's keeper. I didn't know anything about the Word of God. But when a person knows something about the Word of God and the Word says, go out into the world and preach, that's what he done it. He did just that. He left the church, let his window down when he came up on that corner, invited me to come. He done his part, I would say. Amen. And I think that what we're talking about tonight is that, yes, we are our brother's keeper. And so I want to make sure that I, myself, you know, stay humble enough to appreciate when I do look back and say, man, had that man not came out of that building and said something to me, where would I be? Would I still be on drugs? Would I still be supplying my community with drugs? Or would I even be in existence right now? I mean, just the thought of that, you know, tonight, to me, I want to thank you sisters, man. Believe me, y'all just don't know. It has blessed me up to this point because the dialogue, you know, is so sincere, so genuine, and so much needed. And in order for our communities to be able to get the assistance that we need, it has to be in the heart of the people to, as I was listening earlier to you all talk, about making sure that it's God speaking to you so you won't become frustrated when you're reaching out to try to help somebody and someone, you know, that you may feel like ought to be helped, but they won't open up and things like that. But when God touched you to speak to them, you never know the time frame it may become a time where someone reached back and said, I remember when you said something to me, and it could be years later that helped me change my life. Wouldn't that be awesome to hear? You know, and I just thank God for what we're talking about tonight. So, yes, he said, Simon, you know, behold, Satan had desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. So, but I've prayed for you, so that your faith fail not. When you have been converted, strengthen your brother. Good God Almighty, that's a powerful statement there. So once you change, you go help somebody else. Talk to us about that somebody tonight. You know, when you get help from the Lord, you go help somebody else.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. Sounds like a family member or a friend, it sounds like
yes,
to
sir.
Me. Just a stranger, a homeless person. Just good God Almighty. So that's
yes,
awesome.
Sir.
I mean, I love that. Yeah, I love that. I love to talk to
powerful.
Somebody. The floor is open.
It is powerful, and it's amazing. It's powerful, and I hope I didn't interrupt anyone.
No, no, you don't target. Come right
it's,
on in. You know, we need
very,
to hear
from you. It's a very, very emotional thing. You had to deal within you and God. And everybody don't have that, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
It sometimes become difficult for even yourself believing and knowing God going to work it out, but it's hard sometimes when your mind goes where you go, where it goes, because you are only human flesh. You are only a human being. And nobody said you couldn't question certain things, but you can ask God to help you not to question certain things, but only by his grace that you can do certain things. So am I brother's keeper? I try to be. But at the same token, I try to keep myself together enough to be able to help someone else, even though it may be an obstacle in my way. For trying, I do.
My goodness.
I may ask, not even so much ask a question, but it could be difficult for me. How am I going to do all these things?
Yeah.
If you
question.
Just wait, my mama used to say, if you just wait it out, when you're looking for help, God is already, help is already there.
An old time God. Old time God. That's what we talked about.
My God
in
is
song.
Old time God. He's a good God, patient God, and a merciful God. So even though he also keep within us that you have to have patience. And I spoke to you about this before. My patience ain't always that good. I got to pray for a little more of that sometimes.
That's all right.
But I'm a human being.
But you see,
things happen in our lives we don't quite understand all the time, and that's okay. I think it's okay. And we go through our own things within ourselves that we may not have it figured out, but I think that it'll be okay at the end of the day. Because while you looking for it, God is already working it out. And that's what my mama told me.
Amen. God has already done this thing. Pastor Doc, we talk about that a lot. You know, and that's why, you know, it's up to people who are brothers keepers, you know, to do their part, because God has already put the starting point into the finishing point in motion. So all the things that we go through, amen.
Yeah.
I think that is a beautiful thing to become aware of the things that we oftentimes don't know. And then we get to know those things. As I said, you know, the brother from the starting point with what 9232 was speaking about her brother, and he got to know some things from that, and it just dawned on him. He said, I got to make a call to my sister and let her know how much I appreciated what she's done for me. Man, that's for me, you know, got us started in 8112, you know, and you know, came in and shared things that we have talked about, you know, a time before. And I just believe God is purposely bringing forth a reminder about what people who have the love of God in their heart should always be prepared to do with opportunity and when it presents itself, and not to be able to be stressed because of being the brother's keeper, because that could happen if things are not changing fast enough for us, quote. And so we need to make sure, as was said earlier tonight,
that it's God's will being done and not our own. And so when I look at my community and the people that are dwell in it right now, I see the hunger, the thirst, I see the desire of the people. So I just be patient with them and just would like to be a witness to say there is hope. And so tonight, I have been blessed thus far, and I want you all to know how much it means to me to have you all to call in, to set in, and to just stir up tonight while you're sitting on the panel. Good God Almighty. We don't have a whole lot of time left, but the time that we do have left, we still would be open, and if someone desired to call in, we would love to hear from them. And if not, we will continue to do what we do on this night, letting us to be grateful to know that he ain't heavy. The topic is tonight, he's my brother. So just to know whatever situation some people are dealing with out in the world, amen, it ain't that heavy that we can't be able to say, God has been good to us, so I have a right to prepare myself just in case I can be my brother's keeper and just say an encouraging word to them that will cause them to at least take a look at their situation, whether they are homeless or whether they are just topless, glory to God, or whether they just have in life. We serve a mighty good God that will remind us we have a right to be our brother's keeper. But that helped me out, I tell you. Just when I was about to just say I'm not going to try to help nobody else, I'm going to stop. I'm not going to have a concern for nobody else in the community because they're not stepping up fast enough. I'm reaching out, but they're not changing fast enough. Should I stop reaching out because they're not fast enough, or should I keep that same compassion and say you never know who could be helped by your presence alone? Sometimes you don't have to say a word. Just your presence speaks louder than words. Isn't it amazing to know that this tonight have encouraged, I don't know about you, but it has encouraged me, and I'm sure that you all have been encouraged by it. So talk to us tonight about once we finish this dialogue, will what we have been talking about remain in your system, that when you go about your daily walk, being available, being ready, so it won't be no surprise if someone come your way reaching out, crying out for a nickel or dime or even just a bite to eat, how would you approach it? And I got early on, I want her to come back in and talk to us. 9232, you said, make sure, it's what you said, that it is God touching you to deal with it. Amen. So talk to us about that.
Yeah. You know, one of my favorite quotes is that God does not call the equipped, but he equips the called. And I think that that's one of my favorite quotes because, you know, I rarely ever feel equipped in situations that I'm called to. However, once he has called me to those situations and I accept his calling, he always has come through with equipping me to handle that calling in the matter in which he sees fit. And I think that, you know, it's really important to remember that if he has called you to do something, it is not up to you to figure out how it is to be done. It is just up to you to serve that calling.
My goodness.
You know, too many times I see people and they are put in a position to where help is needed. And they so worried about the details of how they're going to do this or how they're going to do that, they're just not answering the call. When I had told you a story earlier about me taking in my brother, and at the time I actually was due with our third child. And so, you know, I had a lot of people tell me, oh, well, you shouldn't take him in. That's going to be too much stress on you and your family and, you know, this, that, and the third. And I was worried about it because I knew that that's what God called me to do. And so I had my third child, and at the same time, I'm running him back and forth to get his GED, and we're doing whatever we need to do to get him into school. And, you know, looking back at it, I was not stressed in the situation. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew that I was called to do that. So I didn't have no worries, no concerns, and I knew that what I was doing was the right thing to do. So, you know, I think that, you know, they say that God will lighten your burden. And I think that people need to keep in mind that, you know, if he's called you to do something, you need to do it, and do it with faith, and do it knowing that God will never call you to do more than you can handle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, my goodness, I mean, a strong testimony. 8112, what do you think about that? I mean, that's just like right there where we need to be at. I mean, because someone tried to distract her and say, I don't think you should do that. You're getting ready to come up on your child. Getting ready to come into the world. But you knew that you had a ear. The Bible says, let them have ears to hear, let them hear what the Lord is speaking to you. And you heard what the Lord spoke to you, and you didn't have any stress while going through the process. That, to me, is what, you know, is all about, is to know that frustration couldn't overtake you because you knew that God had touched you and gave you that reminder to reach out and help your brother. So that's just awesome, man. And the Word of God, you know, I can just see the power of the Word of God being utilized right there. When it comes down to Romans 8, verse 28, it says these encouraging words: all things work together for the good of those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. And the purpose of God at that point was in effect, you know, and you knew that it was. And God equipped you because you was not equipped. He just equipped you, and you knew that you stood firm and you carried it out and you looked back over it. And so the joy has to be there. Amen. And so thank God for you, sister. And 8112, talk to us about that. We don't have a lot of time left. We only have about 4 minutes, so I'm going to give way to you and let you talk to us.
I think it's different for each and every one of us. And I think her testimony is a beautiful thing, but it don't always for everyone like that.
No, sure, without a doubt.
I also think that things happen in our lives and they're different from some other lives, that God still works on us all, however he does, if we only believe. And that's what I think. Okay. I think that I thank her for listening to me, and she shared some things with me that will enlighten me as well. As I have enlightened her, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. I think we can all agree about certain, because we all walk different paths.
Bless God. You know, that's what one accord is all about, though. You know, when you have an opportunity, the Word of God say where there's two or three gathered together. You know, I talk about that a lot.
You got
gathered together, and he's made, touching and agreeing that he's in the midst. And so,
yes,
him
sir.
And the midst
got God in the house. So it's okay.
If we disagree.
It's fine with me, and I appreciate and respect her. And I'm thankful.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, your brother in love continue. I thank God we have done just that on this night. It has been outstanding. I think the dialogue has been uplifting. I believe you and I as a whole, we can go back to our communities and keep that same intensity in our heart, the intent of saying, if someone I meet along the way and I do something as I heard the scripture says, because I am my brother's keeper, I'm looking forward to do or assist in any way I can. Amen. And so, 9232, you got something you think that we can ready to wind down? We have a couple of minutes left. You can share something with us if you will.
I just want people to be encouraged, you know, to make sure that, you know, you're going out and always looking for opportunities where God is calling you. And if he has called you, just be encouraged that he will be with you in all your steps in every way.
Praise God. I received that, and I
I'm sure 8112 did. We have had a time tonight, and on behalf of Talk Straight, we will be looking forward on the next time. Amen. We know that all things work together for the good for those that are called according to the purpose of God, and we need that. Amen. Until we meet again, may God bless you. Real good is my prayer for you. Stay encouraged. No matter what's going on, change is available, and it can be accomplished. And that's just something that we have a right to believe. It's been acknowledged according to Genesis chapter 4, verse 9. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, your brother? And he said, I know not. And the question was asked, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, you are. Amen. God.